The topic today is just going to be kind of about this very minute, right here, right now. We always talk about the past, and we talk about the future. And at work, God put a young man to work in my area that we really are on the same page. Yeah, I praise the Lord every day for that young fella. We encourage one another. We talk scriptures. We get to listen to K-Love, Praise FM, and Adrian Rogers once in a while. And it's real encouraging. But he's a lot smarter in the intellectual world than me. He's college taught. He knows organization skills and all kinds of stuff. And he brought up the words proactive and reactive, where things going on in the plant, he said, they need to be proactive there. Well, you know, okay. You know, and he explained what that means. And he said, you got a situation. You look on your shelf, you see you only got two parts left up there. So you do nothing. Okay? Then it's, we don't have any, and that's a reaction. Okay? When you see there's two up there, you're proactive, you go ahead and order, you go ahead and prepare for what's coming. And then he said, but we do too much reacting around here. We'll run out of something and it takes 2 weeks to get it. And that got me to thinking about this very minute. You know, I really struggled, Debbie will tell you, I really struggled with this, getting it prepared. My body, not, what is it, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak this morning. I don't feel well, but I feel good here. But this very minute, where are you at this very minute this morning? Just really think. If you don't get anything else out of this morning, I want you to think about this very second, right now, where are you at? Where are you at? I thought about some of the reactions, and our text is going to be Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4, verse 14 will be the key verse. But as I was thinking about things proactive, reactive, remember the 911 tragedy? Sure, everybody does. Do you remember where you was at? What you was doing that very minute? I do. I say most people do. I remember where I was at when I got word that my dad had passed away. I remember. I remember where I was at when Billy got hurt pretty badly. So things will stand out. Things will bring you to memory. They'll stick with you. I call it when time stood still. Okay, when things in your life, things that happen, when you can look back and it's so clear, then everything else is a vapor. That's what I'm getting at about this very minute. Where are you at this very second, right here, right now? What's happening this very minute, right now? Okay, we can all kind of look around and see what's going on in our area right now. But I can't tell what's going on in Sue Burton's mind right now. Okay? So it's a personal thing, but it goes beyond these walls. What's going on right this very minute in the world? What's going on in Dave Long's world right now? We think we know. But we don't, really. I just wrote a few notes down about that. People are being born this very minute, right now. People are dying this very minute. Right now, as we're sitting here in this congregation, things are going on. And it overwhelmed me once I got to thinking more and more about this. People are loving each other right now. People are hating each other right now. People are killing each other right now. People are being killed right now, right this very minute. Somebody's dying a horrific death, probably right now. Where are you at right now? Right this very minute. People are being saved right now. They are. They are. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we think maybe church is only happening here. But church is going on all over the world. You listen to radio, you'll hear on WEMM, they talk about broadcasting in Asia, one of those words I can't say, one of those third world countries, so to speak. That's the only gospel they'll hear. And there's people getting saved. You can tell from their testimony that there's people getting saved all around the world. But the opposite effect of that, people are dying and going to hell right now, right this minute. People we don't know, maybe somebody we do know. Where are you at this very minute? What are you doing this very minute? It's all about our hearts. It's all about our hearts. Our lesson, you know, I just kind of taught the same lesson the adults had this morning. The publican and the Pharisee. Where are we at? We talked about where they was at. The Pharisee was claiming his self-righteousness and the publican was being a humble person seeking forgiveness from God. Where are we at? Where are you at this morning? This very minute. I'm going to read Esther chapter 4, probably read 10 through 17. And to still to this minute, folks, I don't know where the Lord's going to take us with this, but I'm willing to go wherever He wants me to go. Where are you at this morning? Are you willing to go and do whatever He needs you to? Take that back. He don't need us for anything, folks. He don't need us. But He wants your heart. Are you willing to do whatever He wants you to do? Each of us have had a calling. Nobody's left out. Nobody. Each of us have a calling. So where are you at this very minute? Esther, chapter 4, I'm going to start with verse 10. And Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces, do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden sepulcher, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall they enlarge and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to that Esther had commanded him. Let's pray. Lord, again, we're gathered here together this morning in this little building by the road here that you've given us, Lord, that you've supplied. We praise you for it. We ask now, Lord, you move upon our hearts here this morning as only you can, Lord. Stir within us, deep within that place, that dark, hidden place that only you can go. Move upon us this morning to know where we're at in this minute and to guide and direct us with your Holy Spirit. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. And again, I ask for you to be with our pastor this morning, for he would want to be here. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I read all that, and the key characters in that situation there is Haman, which he was given power by the king, King Ahasuerus, and he took it upon himself, he wanted to kill all the Jews. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to kill all the Jews. And Mordecai, whom Esther was talking with, was, I guess, like her foster father. But Mordecai, when he heard of the plan to kill all the Jews, he was just distraught. Says he put on sackcloth and rent his clothes, and he was just really distraught. And he knew Esther had favor with the king. So he kept telling, kept encouraging Esther to go to the king. And she said, I can't go. I haven't been summoned. If anybody goes in that hasn't been summoned, they're put to death. But Mordecai said, you've got to go anyway. You've got to go anyways and go do it. So she did. She went. And it's where it said, and if I perish, I perish. And it said, for such a time as this. That is where we're at this minute. Are you willing to do whatever it is to serve the Lord this minute? Somebody's soul might be dependent on you, on your word to share the gospel with them. There is people in this world today that need to hear the gospel. Are we willing to get out of our shell, to quit hiding under whatever, to quit standing behind whatever excuse we can throw up to not do what God has called us to do? Where are you at this very minute? Where are we at this very minute? God didn't build this building for us to come and hide in. To say, how pretty your building looks down there. He did not. He built it bigger so more of us can come in here and encourage one another so we could go more ways at one time. If there was 10 of us, we could only go 10 directions. If there's 100 of us, we can go 100 directions. And it's going to keep growing. It's going to keep going. It is. So where are you at this very minute? Because it starts with one. It starts with you and your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 32. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Psalm 32, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Where are you at this morning? Where are you at this very minute? Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. While I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Those few verses right there talk about his idleness. Is doing nothing. And the Holy Spirit moving. Do you feel the Holy Spirit this morning moving on your heart? Recognize that. I remember people standing at the pews and shaking and they would not step out. And who was doing that? The Holy Spirit was moving them. I remember when the Holy Spirit was stirring me. Just respond. Don't sit there and hide behind an excuse. What do they think? Well, who cares what they think? If they're thinking something, they got the problem, not you. Step out. Step forward. Where are you at this morning? This very minute. The next minutes don't matter if you don't know where you're at right now. Verse 5 says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time. Now is the time. When thou mayest be found. He can be found right now. Where are you at? Where are you at this morning? Take a hard look within yourself. I can't do it for you. Your husband can't do it for you. Your wife can't do it for you. Your preacher can't do it for you. The deacon can't do it for you. Nobody else can do it for you. You got to do it yourself. Look within yourself this very minute here this morning. Psalm 69. I'm going to read verses 13 and 14. Psalm 69, verse 13 and 14 says, but as for me, My prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Is that where you're at this morning? Have you done that? Have you done that this morning? I pray that you have. 2 Corinthians 6, I'm going to read 1 and 2. When we then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. In vain. For He hath, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Where are you at? Right now, this very minute. This is very, very serious, as Claire says. And I know most of you say, most of you have made a commitment to Him. But where are you at spiritually? Where are you at in your spiritual growth? We're not supposed to sit there. We're not supposed to be hesitant, as Esther was a bit hesitant. But bless her heart that she went forward, and it was all changed. The king ended up hanging Haman that was going to kill all the Jews, and ended up sparing Mordecai, who Haman was going to, because she was obedient, and all the Jews lived. So it's based on what Esther done at that very minute. Ask yourself, what's based on what I do this very minute? And one more. Joshua 24:15. And most people probably recognize this one. I'm going to start at 14 and read through 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you would dwell. But can you say this morning, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? Where are you at right now this morning? If you want to come home, go ahead and get ready for a song. I was reminded of as I pray the Holy Spirit stirring within hearts this morning. And I know He's here. We know He's here. There was a fellow, he was asking me one time. He said, I was at church the other day, and he said, man, people were testifying and stuff, and this fellow wasn't saved. But he said, man, I had something come over me that wanted me to stand up and say something, wanted me to do something. He said, what was that? That was the Holy Spirit. If you're feeling that right now, respond to what the Holy Spirit's asking you to do. Whether it's to come forth and renew, whether it's to stand up and testify, whatever it might be, whether it's to go out, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is a real thing. It is not a gas bubble. It is not. Mind the Lord this morning. Mind the Lord. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy to be minded. And without Him, there is no hope. There is nothing else that matters. Let's serve Him starting this very minute. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Give Him glory. He is worthy of our praise.